To onlookers, he appeared to embrace Richard in a kiss of peace. What he really said was, "God spare me long enough to take revenge on you." And when the king asked to see the names of all those who had joined Richard, to his horror, the first on the list was his beloved son, John. Faced with his ultimate treachery, Henry read no more. He died 2 days later in his castle at Chinon, some chroniclers say of a broken heart. The only child at his deathbed was one of his illegitimate sons. The others, he said, with Lear-like bitterness, are the real bastards. A barge took his body downriver to Fontevraud Abbey. When Richard finally viewed the tomb, it said that blood poured from the nostrils of the corpse. In fact, when Henry II died here at Chinon in 1189, hardly anyone mourned. It seems that most people were off breaking open bottles to celebrate the accession of his son, Richard, the darling of popular folklore and legend. From the very beginning, then, Coeur de Lion had won the public relations battle with his father. He was already the superstar of the dynasty.